references from long ago. The characters and action are a vivid depiction of what actually happened to your soul in some other incarnation. More often, though, a past life dream is subtle. The setting of the dream may be modern times and familiar situations, but some symbol in the dream refers to a previous life. French doors may allude to a French lifetime and the influences from that period. A palm tree might point to an incarnation in some tropical country. A coat of armor could refer to a warrior incarnation. Of course, with each of these examples, there are other possible meanings for the symbol. The KC readings simply invite us to be alert for dreams which indirectly show a soul memory. The natural question that surrounds all of these ideas about reincarnation, karma, and past lives asks, what can we do with this information? How can it be useful in a practical way? Suppose, for example, that you have a long-standing problem in some area of your life. Maybe it's a nagging fear, a health issue, or a difficult relationship with someone. Perhaps you find the idea of reincarnation comforting because it suggests that your problem exists for a purpose. But even if you admit that the situation is karmic and that your soul is responsible for the problem, what do you do next? What can be done about karmic patterns that create obstacles in the present? Casey's readings offer a 5-part strategy for healing past life memories. Each step is something that you can do to make a difference. Ultimately, any kind of healing comes from a power beyond your conscious self. It's what the Casey readings call the influence of grace. But almost always there are things that you can do to harmonize yourself with those healing powers, to open yourself to receive the gift of healing. The first of the 5 is to choose properly an ideal for your life. What did Casey mean by that word? It quickly brings to mind a similar word, idealistic. However, an idealist is often thought of as impractical, dreamy, and utopian. Casey refers to ideals as highly practical and immediately related to daily life situations. Think of an ideal as a focal point for life that you choose, the sense of direction and purpose that you would like to have guiding you in all that you do. An ideal is the central motivation that orients your life. What are some examples of an ideal? It's possible to choose an ideal that is selfish, or one that is more universal and includes your needs and the needs of others. A selfish ideal might be fame. Imagine people who select the drive for notoriety as the guiding force in life, the central motivation in all they think and feel and do. In contrast, imagine other people who choose peace or love or kindness as their ideal. These individuals will not think and behave peacefully, lovingly, or kindly every moment of every day. No one measures up to his or her ideal all the time. But nonetheless, something special happens to anyone who picks an ideal that includes a concern for others and goes beyond the boundaries of selfish desires. According to Casey, simply having made a commitment to that sort of high ideal in spite of failures that are bound to occur begins to awaken healing forces within the soul. The influence of grace can begin to change the way in which we experience some of our karmic patterns. The second part of Casey's healing strategy is to approach a karmic situation with patience and try to understand consciously the lesson that is in it. Often the challenges and troubles we face are created by past life influences, but not as punishment. Things happen the way they do so that we as souls can learn. When we listen to a troublesome situation with more than just our ears and let the difficulty teach us something, then we are freed to have healing forces move in. For example, if you have a long-standing tension in one of your relationships, try asking yourself, what is this situation teaching me? Or if you face a strong fear that has always seemed to be with you, ask, what does this problem force me to learn? A third ingredient is to act in service to others. The principle of service is a key to the KC philosophy. It defines the ultimate goal of reincarnation, to attain a state in which souls are enlightened and free. With this definition in mind, think about the following adage mentioned earlier from one reading. You can get to heaven only by leaning on the arm of someone whom you have helped. In other words, service to other people is essential. Caring about others, helping others, is vital to the way we change and heal our own karmic problems. Casey even suggested that if we want the influence of grace to touch us, then we must first act gracefully toward others. Patience, tolerance, kindness. Not because these qualities earn grace, but simply because they open us up to receive the healing forces that are always present and available. You will need to decide